Tuesday, April 3rd. Had a couple of phone calls this morning. Mitchell said that Paul O'Brien's going to be out here Wednesday night. Is going to meet with Kalmbach on Thursday morning. Mitchell strongly recommends that I see him while he's out here. And that I should set up a meeting through Dick Moore. Wouldn't have Ehrlichman handle that instead, but I told Mitchell I would see what I could work out. Mitchell feels that the VP would be very good as an advocate for executive privilege. He's a lawyer, represents both branches of government, is interested in wanting to be president, and thinks Harlow might be helpful. So Ehrlichman had Harlow call the VP, and he declined to be of any help unless the president wanted to see him. He made the pointed remark that he hasn't seen the president for a long time, and sort of hung it on that. I talked to George Bush to thank him for some good public statements he'd put out. He said he thinks he can help taking the offensive, feels that we now have something to work with, and Ziegler's offered to cooperate and so on. He said he met with the state chairman yesterday and that these moves help with them, and that there's much less interest in the country than there is in Washington about the Watergate. They just want it cleaned up, but it's not a big deal. The president had me in before 2 arrived at 9. Said he didn't want any phone call list on the veto vote today. He was just going to send wires to the leaders and give me some wording for him. But then later today, the Senate sustained the veto, which no one had expected. We thought it would have to go to the House. So we had him call Hugh Scott. Said he'd be back at 1:30 after the 2 luncheon to talk to Ehrlichman and me a bit more on Watergate. But I felt it'd be wise not to get into that, and I left mid-morning to come back to the La Costa and work on the Watergate questions myself. He made the point on Watergate that we have to run this whole thing out all the way to see what we're doing, and wonders if we're overlooking the avenue of simply public statements and then to the grand jury rather than going to the committee, and that certainly we should go executive session only to the committee. He suggested considering only I appearing at the committee, or regarding Dean, that he should take all out privilege, but there's a problem, and Ziegler needs to draw the line that no White House people will appear at the committee unless they're charged with wrongdoing. He also wants Ehrlichman to ponder the problem of Hunt and the question of whether Christmas is his plan. So he's still thinking about the whole Watergate matter, although he said he wasn't going to and didn't want to. I came back up here and spent the rest of the day working on an outline of my interview approach, etc. Ehrlichman did have a session with him after the 2 luncheon. And then Ehrlichman and I had a session tonight after dinner to review my approach. I raised a number of dangers that I think we've got to consider before deciding to launch me, and Ehrlichman agreed that they were dangers. So we're still trying to sort the whole thing out. We're going to go through a Q&A session with Ziegler and Higby tomorrow, and we'll see where we go from there, end of April 3rd.